Number 90.
Paul, I'm excited. You've got excellent chances here, looks this week. Two good horses. You must be excited about the prospect.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the prospect. It's definitely the first time I've ever come to Burley in the weeks leading up thinking these horses are ready. You know, and I've been saying that for a while now, thinking both of these are ready. Normally you're coming to Burley going, oh my God, I hope we cope with the cross country. I'd have to say I only got to about fence 10 before I had those same feelings, thinking, oh my God, I hope they're ready. But but yeah, I have to keep thinking that actually in the lead up they've been amazing.
And what are the events that you suddenly thought, well, this really is working well?
Neither of these horses have done particularly a huge number of competitions, but all of their training and preparation has been spot on. And I always say, if you've got a plan A preparation coming into an event, then you're in with a chance of winning. And plan A's don't often happen with event horses all the way to the competition that you're aiming them at. So that's pretty much the sum of it. But, you know, Veneer Khmer, it's her first four-star, and you normally wouldn't bring a first-time four-star to Burley, especially having walked the track. But she's been amazing around Bramham early. Every competition I've done on her this season, she's been amazing at. So, yeah, really ready to rock and roll.
And where does this Land Rover Burley Horse Trials rate in your sort of ambitions and what it means to be competing here?
Yeah, I actually don't come here as often as I probably All-star do badminton and the likes, purely because it just takes such an amazing cross-country horse. So to be coming here with two horses that I feel are ready to run around Burley cross-country, which is, you know, totally inarguably the toughest cross-country course in the world, you know, is a pretty special feeling.
Best of luck, Paul. Thanks very much. Thank you.